Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Yeah, I bought something from you and I paid $8, and now I'm having two charges on there. One of them's 67 and one of them's 8. I don't know what the 67 is. Unless you help me figure it out, I'm going to dispute it immediately. So what is the $67 for? My last name is Kayne. You need my email?
Well, let's start first with your email.
sparkauto301@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's sparkauto301@gmail.com.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Great, thank you. First and last name, please.
First name is B as in Bravo, A R R E T T. Last name is Kayne, K A Y N E.
Thank you, Mr. Kayne. Mr. Kayne, would you also verify your shipping and/or home address?
319 P as in Paul, I N O N, Creek Road Southeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87123.
Thank you. So we were able to locate an account for you. If you would, allow me 1 second to review the information.
Please.
All right. Okay, so we have some understanding about the account thus far.
So the $67.32 is what I need you to clarify.
Great. So it appears that on November 18th, 2022, you elected to go forth with receiving a tactical bag at an exclusive rate of $7.95.
Right. That was the previous charge, which I have no problem with. This charge is the one I have the problem with, the $67.32.
Totally understandable.
The other charge is $7.95 for the bag.
That is correct. Now, considering that you did not call before the trial period ended,
I didn't know about any trial period or anything like that. That is totally news to me. I didn't see anything. You must have had it buried somewhere where nobody could find it unless they were an attorney and looked at every piece of small print. I have no knowledge of any trial period or anything else, sir. I never would have done it. I never would have gotten anything from you. I don't do that stuff.
Yeah, it would have been in the terms and conditions. I want to inform you of that.
I'm being 100% above board with you. I have no reason to lie to you. I had no knowledge of any joining any organization. I would not have done it.
Understandable. So are you stating that you do not want to actually be a member of the membership program?
100% correct. I do not want to become a member of something that I had no knowledge that I ever joined. That is correct, sir.
Okay. 1 second here. Okay, so what we're going to do, Mr. Kayne, is go ahead and actually cancel your membership at your request.
And what is this membership for that I never knew anything about, out of curiosity?
Yes, sir. So the membership allows you the opportunity to receive $125 in vouchers. And with this voucher, you actually can go online and shop in our indoor, on our online store, where you're able to go forth with receiving tablets and also AirPods or wireless vacuums and other different gadgets and gifts that
Okay,
you will be able
if
to
you could credit
receive.
the
So
account so we could put that behind us, that would be outstanding. And obviously cancel the membership that I had no knowledge of, please.
okay, so we will go forward with counseling. One moment here. Okay, Mr. Kane, are you with us?
Yeah, just give me one second. I just want to write down. Do you have a confirmation number for me?
Definitely, I was just about to provide that to you here. Let me know when you're ready.
If you would be so kind, go for it.
Yes, that would be C as in Charlie, 262-7753-59.
C as in Charlie, 262-7753-59.
That is correct, sir.
And would you be kind enough to give me your name as a reference as well, please?
Yes, my name is Connor.
Just the way it sounds.
That is correct. Also, I would like to inform you that as of today, as a courtesy, we can go forward with 50% refund towards that 6732.
Well, the amount you billed me was 67, and I have no interest in having anything to do with a company that doesn't represent themselves very clearly and let people know what they're getting. Because, like I said, this is basically a waste of my time and your time because of hiding something so the customer won't know what they're getting into unless they read every single piece of print on the page. Appreciate your help. When will this be credited to the account?
So we're requesting that you allow 3 or 5 business days for your banking institution to process the funds.
Because of Thanksgiving, that's going to slow it down a little bit, right?
We can expect that. Hopefully it's a lot sooner, but you know, general business practice.
3 to 5 days. Thank you, sir.
No worries at all.
You have a good evening.
Likewise.